This is CNBCTV18.com Market Buzz podcast brought to you by the Bombay Stock Exchange, India's oldest stock trading platform.
Hello and welcome to this CNBC TV 18 Market Podcast. I'm Ekta Batra here to tell you all the cues and news you need to watch out for in trade today. Well, yesterday the markets ended flat after what was a range-bound session. So the Nifty held on to 19,700. The Nifty Bank slipped around 52 odd points, but the broader markets did better with the mid-cap index rising around 70 odd points. FIIs went back to their selling ways, so FIIs net sold around 593 odd crores. Remember, on Friday they were net buyers. DIIs net bought around 1184 odd crores. Well, do remember that it was a record closing low for the rupee in yesterday's trading session, so that key macro parameter will be watched quite closely. In terms of cues, we have Brent crude, which is stabilized at around $89 per barrel, so the street will be watching the near-term impact of the Israel-Hamas war, as well as any kind of impact with regards to a Venezuela deal on crude prices. US markets closed higher. Earnings are in focus there, so J&J, Bank of America, Goldman Sachs, all of them will be releasing their numbers in the US session. Asia largely higher at this point in time, and the GIFT Nifty is indicating a positive start. In terms of earnings, that'll be one of the key cues to watch out for. So HDFC Bank will be reacting to its numbers. It is the first quarter post the integration, and the numbers seem to be better than estimates. And we have a lot of numbers today. So Bajaj Finance, Canfin Homes, Happiest Minds Technology, L&T Technologies, Syngene, Tata Alexi, to name a few. Well, those are a couple of cues to watch out for. This is Ekta Batra signing off from this market podcast brought to you in association with Bombay Stock Exchange. Have a good trading session.